net tonight.
W, this is KO 4 NNH. KO 4 NNH, clear.
KO 4 EYV, mobile, and I'm sure this question has been asked several times, but does anybody know if the net's been closed or canceled?
My name's Fred. I just tried calling Dave. I didn't hear him respond, so I ain't got a clue.
It seemed odd to flip to it and not hear anything. I'm sure a million other people have asked by now, but I figured I'd ask.
KI4DOS, KO4NNH.
NNH, KI4DOS. I just turned the radio on. Don't sound like we got a net control. Give me a minute and I'll get my stuff together and we'll start the net.
I just wanted to ask you a question real quick, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
The call sign of Steve, the silent key that just passed away.
For ZZX.
I'm going to send their family a card. Thank you for that, Gary. KO4NH monitoring.
W4DJW, is there a net control operator tonight?
From few minutes, Dave, but I'm getting my stuff ready.
Okay, I was too. I can pick it up unless you're about ready.
No, I just have got my computer turned on. If you're ready, go ahead.
Okay, I pinged Daniel. We'll see if he shows up. I'll go ahead and get it started. And then if he shows up, we'll let him pick it up. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is there any formal bulletins, announcements, or traffic for the net? Call W4DJW. Okay, when nothing heard, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. And tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin the net with the Uniform Through Zulu group, but we do have some pre-check-ins, so we'll go through the pre-check-in list first. And there are quite a few of pre-check-ins. Wow. I'll load these up and then we'll go through the pre-check-ins. Okay, for our pre-check-ins, we got W4FCM, that's Fred. He's over in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Good to have you this night, Andrew. K4OIM, that's Walt over in Inman. Good to have you this night, Walt. AA4RM, that's Robert in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Good to have you this night, Pat. KO4OLK, that's Stephen. He's in Greer. Good to have you this night, Stephen. W2MJB, that's Mark. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. They're over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight. KD2RKN, that's Jason over in Williamson. Appreciate you being there tonight, Jason. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, Fletcher. KA5WLL, that's Leroy from Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you're doing well. And N4RLX, that's Pilot. He's over in Cross Anchor. Good to have you with us tonight, Pilot. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate everyone for using the pre-net check-in functionality this evening. And we'll now go to Echolink stations. I don't have Echolink stations up, but we'll give a brief moment for any Echolink stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echolink Liberty, negative, negative.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo 4. Kilo 4, Yankee November Golf, K4YNG, Flex, send 73s to all my buddies. Nothing and nothing.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot Juliet. Josh in Simpsonville. Negative and negative via Echolink.
Okay, I see there are a few other Echolink stations. Echolink stations, if you don't have transmit capability, put it in the text box and then somebody can relay it to me. I don't have Echolink running, but I'll try to get it going while the net's running. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KG4WNP. That's Landon over in Dacusville, I think. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. K4YNG, that's Fletch over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. And here's a call I haven't heard in quite a while. KG4PFJ, that's Josh over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Josh. Good to hear you on the radio, too. Haven't heard you in a long time. Appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Echolink stations, feel free to break in at any time. Anybody that does have Echolink running and sees a text message over there and wants to relay somebody in, feel free to do so. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter, the suffix of their call, it begins with the letters U through Z, and we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
This is Kilo Golf 4, Uniform Oscar Yankee, KG4UOY. Chris, mobile in Simpsonville, heading back to Beaufort, South Carolina. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll stick around for comment as long as I still am in range of the repeater. Over.
Good evening, Dave.
Everybody on there,
just take me in and out, but I'll be listening.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for picking up the net tonight, Dave.
W. And Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve. On an HT at the Pisgah Inn and the Blue Ridge Parkway. I'll be negative, negative.
U4DJW. Charlie 4, Yankee, Lima Charlie, KC4YLC. David and Whitmire, good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KG4UOY. That's Chris. He's over in Mobile in Simpsonville, and I've got you down for comments, Chris. So if we catch you before you get out from under the umbrella, we'll talk to you on the RAG2 portion of the net. Appreciate you being here. And KE4ZHF, that's Keith over in Columbus. You're sounding good into the repeater tonight, Keith. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KX4YM, that's Scott over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. KO4ACD, that's Mary over in Greenville. Scott's bringing Miss Mary and Miss Mary, KO4ILI. Appreciate you being with us, Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. And KN4VWA, that's Steve over in Pisgah Inn on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Your handheld is working fantastically. Of course, you're up there at the same level as the repeater, so you're just going lateral across the sky. So probably have direct line of sight. Anyway, you sound really good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KC4YLC, that's David over in Whitmire. Sounding good tonight, David. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Uniform through Zulu group or Echolink stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Checking out a term, but please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont. That's with you, all the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH. That's Fred over in Pelzer. And Fred, appreciate you checking in at all, even if you have to do it in the wrong group just to get in and out. That's no problem. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KO4ACA, that's Bill over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Bill. You sounded good into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And any Echolink stations that don't have audio, I've got my Echolink up and running. If you need to type in a message, feel free to do so. Let's see. We're going to go ahead now and move up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter of suffix are called. It begins with letters A through D. I'm going to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Kilo Golf 4, Yankee Mike, Scott,
Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey, Roland, in Pickens, and negative, and good evening to all. KW.
Dave and Amy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JO. I join. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening to you and all on the net. And Amy. I've almost forgot her, Dave.
Okay, there is another good group. Next to Electric Nice, KK4DMW, that's Rick. You must be on the handheld. You're making it in, but just barely above the white noise, but you're making it in. You must be on that handheld, Rick. Good to have you with us tonight. Rick Spring with him, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hey. And KM4BLH, that's Kurt, who's over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Kurt. You're sounding good. K1CJW, that is Roland over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. KI4DOS, that's Gary, and K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. I got you down for comments. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello, and we'll be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check in, or EchoLink, and EchoLink, feel free to type in text messages as well, and that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Station with the first letter of the suffix they're called. It begins with letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. And we'll stick around for two or three words tonight, Dave. Thanks for picking up the net.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks again, 7-3. DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. David, I'm mobile in Greenwood. No traffic, no comment, 7-3.
Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Golf Sierra X-ray, Mike, and also my bride, November 9, Papa Kilo Papa, Jama. She'll be negative, negative, and I'll stick around. Good evening to you and all in the net. Thanks for picking up the net.
Okay, we did have a double right there. That was a double right there at the end. So listen up. If you don't hear your call, we really want to get you checked in. So be sure and come back to me if you do not hear your call, and we'll get you checked in. That control will next recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Got you down for comments. Harry, we will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. And KO4HKX. KO4HKX, sorry about that, Patrick, in Penrose. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. Good to hear you on the air throughout the day, too. I'm glad you used the repeater. That's what it's there for. You set a fine example for all us other amateur radio operators. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KO4EYV, that's David, over mobile in Greenwood. Be careful out there on the mobile, David. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And W4FHJ, that's Gene in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. And N9GSX, that's Mike. Bring with him N9PKP, that's Miss Jama. I got you down for comments. Mike, we will be back to you in a little bit. Tell Miss Jama we said hello. Any other stations or any stations I missed that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Echo, we're in the Echo Through Hotel group called W4DJW.
DJW. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren. And Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor's. You must have been the one that was doubling with Mike. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Take care. Stay safe. Let's see. The next group is India through Lima. Stations with the first letter of the suffix are called begins with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge T-Meter Net or EchoLink stations, feel free to join in their EchoLink stations. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge T-Meter Net.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73 is free 20.
JW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. This is Jeff down in Pelzer. I'll be negative and negative. Appreciate you picking up the net tonight for us. Have a great weekend, buddy. 73 to you and everybody on the net tonight.
DJW. Thank you, and to Gary also for saving the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Just in and out if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Okay, Nick Control, I recognize KK4JFO. That's James over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good as usual, James. Do appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. KO4JQX, that's Jeff in Pels. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. Hope you're doing well. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. They make their home in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Any other stations in the India through Lima group or EchoLink that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to everybody on the net.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize KO4JKV. That's Duncan in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. We'll go ahead now and pop it up to the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter, suffix of the call. It begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that group's waiting until second shift. We'll go ahead and move it to the Quebec through Tango group, station with the first letter, suffix of the call. It begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. No traffic, don't you? Good evening to you and Alternate.
Thanks for picking up the net. Always good to hear Flint checking in, too.
Ken, KF4QM, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Quebec Mike. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative. And a most pleasant good evening.
Okay, we did have a double at the beginning of this group, so listen up. If you don't hear your call, check in again. We want to get you checked in. Net Control, I'd like to recognize WN4S. That's Chris and Lyman, who won out with a double. So somebody doubled with Chris. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. You did good. You won the double. Take care. Stay safe. KF4QM. That's Eric over in 6 Mile. Sounding good tonight, Eric. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. The station we missed, go ahead. It's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Dave. Good evening. Negative and negative. Thanks for picking up the net.
Okay, Rich. Sorry, Chris was just a little bit more forceful with his signal than you were. But anyway, we got you checked in. Net Control, like to recognize K4ROW. That's Rich over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Take care. Stay safe. Now we're going to open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
The Kilo 8 Hotel Alpha November, Brian in Greenville. I'm mobile tonight, listening into the net. I have negative and negative, 73 to everybody.
Dave, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
JW. Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. It's KN4, UBG, be Kevin. I'll be out here mobile around Fountain Inn. I'll be be negative and negative, 73 to you and everybody on net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K8HAN. That's Brian in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Brian. You sounded good. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. Good to hear a K8 call. I don't hear 8 calls here very often. Good to have you with us tonight. K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. And KN4UDG, that's Kevin. He's mobile in Fountain. And be careful out there on the mobile, Kevin. Good to hear you checking into the net tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet or Echolink? If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHAW.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Travelers Rest, and I'll be negative and negative, negative and negative. 73 to all on the net tonight.
Net control, please check in to Echo 0, November X-ray Kilo.
Okay. We have our long-distance DX winner this evening. Net control, I'd like to recognize KO4LAO. That's Jim. He's over in Traverse West. Good to have you tonight, Jim. You're sounding good as usual. Appreciate you being there. And our DX station for this evening is 2E0NXK. That is Frank. He's over in England, and he's checking in. Let's see. It's 9 o'clock now. 9 plus 6 minus 2. That puts it about 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that over in England. I don't know, 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Frank's staying up late. Good to have you with us tonight, Frank. Hope all's well in England. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us over here in nice, warm, beautiful upstate South Carolina this evening. Hope all's going well with you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's just about going to do it. I think we got everybody. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KG4UOY. That's Chris. He's mobile in Simpsonville. Chris, are you still under the umbrella of the repeater? If so, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KG4UOY is still making it in.
You are rock solid into the repeater. Go right ahead.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, about 5 miles outside of Clinton now. I came up this morning to come work on my father's Jeep. He had been having car trouble and took it to a shop. I'm not going to say where, but anyways, he took it in and paid $400. And they didn't fix the problem. So it's been a tough month. My grandfather had passed away May 1st. And so the last time I've checked in with you guys was actually 2 days prior to his death. I'd come up here quickly to see him before he had passed away. Before that, it's been quite a while. I don't know if you remember me. I remember you used to come into the Starbucks in Greer. I worked there for a little bit of time, and that's been over 5 years now. Currently reside in Beaufort, South Carolina, and have two beautiful boys, and married to a wonderful woman, and working down in Savannah, Georgia at Gulfstream Aerospace, and I've been doing that for 4.5 years now, and still loving it. Avionics tech down there, so I get to deal with all kinds of stuff, and yeah, the weather was good out here. It was a little warm. Worked outside quite a bit on the Jeep, and got it up and running. But overall, weather was beautiful. And there's some aspects of Greenville I'd missed, but it was good to see family again, and also good to see the area. And that's pretty much all I have for now. But thanks again, and I'm glad I'm holding into the repeater. I will keep listening. It's KG4UOY back to net control.
Okay, Chris, and absolutely, I do remember you. That's back in the days when I was going back and forth to Starbucks every single day. I remember you in that window. Every day getting to Starbucks at 5 o'clock. That was like the yabba-dabba-doo time for me. That marked the end of the workday. I'd have to leave home, go to Starbucks, and then I'd do my drive home with my Starbucks. And you've checked in with me 3 times, Chris. The first time you checked in with me was, believe it or not, it was December the 28th, 2005. And what is this? 21. So that was quite a few years ago. But anyways, good to hear you. That was the first time. The second time you checked in with me was last month. That was 4/30, 2021. So good to hear you, a return customer. And we do have Echolink if you ever get the notion to, while you're down there in Beaufort. We went, my wife and I made a special trip to Beaufort back in 1995 to get married. We got married down there at the Red House Inn in Beaufort. Beautiful place down there. Really do like it. Good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by here and check in with us. Hope you have a safe ride the rest of the way home. And good to hear you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Chris, take care. Drive safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we do have one APRS check-in, KJ4HYC, that's Shane. Shane has his APRS up and running, and he is checking in from 6 Mile on his APRS station. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane, and do appreciate you using APRS. There are more and more people firing up APRS again, so people, get excited, go look it up, go to APRS.fi, look at the people running around using APRS, and join that crowd. Shane, if you're listening to us, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening via APRS, and I'll send you a confirmation back there in just a little bit. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the next one on the stump to Rag Chew this evening. It's KI4DOS. Gary, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening to all on the net. Dave, I sent old gentleman over there in England, sent him a text a while ago. He didn't reply to it, but yeah, we've been very fortunate with the Echolink stations. We've got some really nice long distance, DX contacts on the Echolink. I can't remember them all, but I know we had one from New Zealand, had this one from the UK, and had others as well. So that is really neat that Echolink on our repeater, we can talk to the folks in all over the world. But I'm glad of that. I'm glad that it got put on there and is up and running, and thanks to you folks that are keeping it up. Other than that, had a busy day around here today. Got out there and turned the garden over again. Hadn't got my garden planted yet. It's soil temperature has not been right, but it's just getting real close. So I got the garden turned today, and for the second time. I turned it yesterday, and then I turned it again today. So me and that rototiller have become real close buddies.
Well, Gary, I know what you mean. I got mine out, and I about fired it up. I got one of those rear tine tillers, the rotor tillers. The tine, they go down like mixers in a cake mixer. And I got to get the grinder up. All the stuff that falls out of the trees throughout the winter, you got to grind all that stuff up. So, but we've been doing the cutting of the grass and the trimming of the hedges and the trimming of the grass that's growing up on the sidewalk and on the driveway. And she's been ordering knockout rose bushes and those pink and blue flower things. We've been planting stuff like crazy, so we got an early start on it this year, getting the grass done and getting some of those big bushes. I don't know what they are. They're the ones that they get so big you have to split them, and then split them two ways and you get four out of one, that kind of stuff. So we've been out there in the yard. I quit work early today. I took off about 4 hours before quitting time, and decided to go out there and work on the yard. And then she joined me, and we were just out there from, I don't know, from 2 or 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock till dark, just about, and working in the yard, enjoying it. And it's really nice. I think I heard Larry or I heard somebody on here say the other day that it's just perfect temperature for the human body. It's not too humid. It's not too dry. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just perfect out there. So let's get it done before it turns sweltering. I heard it's supposed to reach 90 this weekend. So good thing you're knocking it out now, Gary, instead of waiting until the 90s. I think that's going to be kind of miserable.
Really mind the hotter weather, but you couldn't prove it by me that it wasn't 90 here today. That sun got pretty warm. Of course, I had
had my hat on and that sort of thing. I got a big straw hat that I wear out there when I'm working in the garden. But I had on short sleeves, and I should have put on a little sunblock, but I didn't. And my arms are a little pink, so to speak, from yesterday and today. We had 2 days out there in it. But it was wasn't bad today, really. It was a few clouds around, and every once in a while they'd go by in the, or between me and the sun, and that would drop the temperature considerably. And then I took breaks and drank a lot of water. But I'd go over there and take a break and sit in the shade, and that breeze, it was really pleasant. I told Joy, I said, you know, if I didn't have to be out there in the dust and the dirt to get the garden ready, I said, I think I'd just sit out here under the shade tree and prop my feet up and maybe take me a nap. She said, that ain't going to happen. So I know you know all about that.
Absolutely, I do. Since I got older, I take more breaks than I used to, and I think Amy notices me taking more breaks than I used to. Well, here lately, I've been trying not to take as many breaks, and I had to come in the house after I push mowed the whole front yard. I got one of those electric lawnmowers about 7 or 8 years ago, and it's still going strong. And it looks a whole lot better when you cut it with the push mower than it does when you cut it with the riding mower, because the riding mower kind of flattens it down a little bit, whereas this one doesn't at all. And it's a little flatter. It's from one side of the deck to the other because it's a smaller deck. But, man, does it wear you out. You have to walk the whole front yard back and forth, all the way. And she likes it when I cut it diagonal, so the paths that you're cutting in the middle are a whole lot longer than they are on the ends. But, anyway, that wore me out. I came upstairs and I laid down on the floor for a few minutes inside the air conditioner for about 10 or 15 minutes, I guess. And then I got up and went right back at it. That's the thing. That's the key. You can't stay there too long. You got to get up and you got to get right back at it. I think the little short breaks are fine, but those longer breaks, those don't cut it.
Hey there, Dave. I don't like to take a real long break, because if I do, I don't want to get back up and get moving again. Cutting your grass diagonally, my dad got me started years ago. Dad cut his grass a different direction every time he cut it. He might go across, back and forth across it today, and next week he would go diagonally from left to right, and then he would go top to bottom, and the next week he would go right to left. And I asked him one time, I said, Dad, why do you do that? He says, you see any tire marks in my yard?
Well, that's probably the key. That's probably, he probably had a really good point there, because when I cut with the push, with the riding mower, I have a routine. I start in one area and I make a pass all the way around the house, front and backyard. And then I come back around, that's on the inside perimeter of the house and the yard. And then I come back around the outside perimeter. And that makes one huge loop. And I just keep going through that loop until it gets smaller and smaller. And it turns into a loop to finish on the front and a loop to finish on the back. And it's the exact same pattern every time. And that's probably why those tire marks show up, Gary. Because I'm putting all that weight in the same place every time.
That's it. So I've cut my grass, and you don't see any tire marks in the yard. So I guess that's, he had a point there. We used to have a neighbor at the other house we lived in Easley. You could go over there today. And we lived over there. We've been here almost 12 years. But you can go over there today, and you can see the where he rides his lawnmower around his yard, the same tracks every week or every 2 weeks or whatever, but he doesn't ever change. So he's got a ripple effect going across his yard. But that's okay, too. That's not my yard, and if he wants to cut his grass that way, that's all the better. But other than that, me and Joy's been doing well over here. Can't complain about anything. Trying to stay as busy as we can, and Joy made the pound cake the other night, so I'm gonna be like Mr. Ray now. I'm going to get off of here and go in there and get me a cup of coffee and a piece of pound cake. I hope you and Miss Amy have a great evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful weekend. Good talking to you, Dave, and hopefully we'll do it again real soon. Y'all take care. W4DJW.net, KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary. Well, you enjoy the weekend as well. Do appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net this evening. It's always good. And, yeah, I thought about getting me a cup of coffee. I thought about that same thing you thought about earlier today. After lunch, I always make me a cup of coffee. And Amy was out and about. She took the day off. So she was out and about and got her a Starbucks. And I had me a cup of coffee. And I was thinking when I was drinking that, I ought to make me a cup of coffee like Ray this evening. Like he does, because it's a long weekend, and if I don't sleep, so what? It doesn't really matter. Maybe I'll do like Gary over in England, and I'll be calling their Echo Link stations at 2 o'clock in the morning from over here. Well, I guess it'd be 2 o'clock in the afternoon their time if I was, or morning, 9 o'clock in the morning their time, 2 o'clock in the morning my time, something like that, 2 or 3. Anyway, Gary, the guy over in England, yeah, 2E0NXK, that's Gary. Over in the United Kingdom, so it'll be easy for you to remember his name. Anyway, Gary, take care. You enjoy. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, and I'm in Liberty tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NUE. That's Chad, who is normally in Campobello, but is in Liberty instead this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chad. You take care, stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, next one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Good evening, Dave. It's been an interesting couple of weeks here. Just to poke at you a little bit and goad you a little bit, I just worked Fiji on that elevated vertical that I sent you an email about. It does work. It's on 17 meters, too. Had a refrigerator died last week, and they brought the new one in and sent it in, and it's now working. The old one lived 6 whole years and was on its second compressor. And then I think I talked earlier about having some problems with an old laptop. And in the stirring around of all the parts, once I got that one back running, I took the old parts and bought a video card and stuck it in there, and so now I have two that are almost identical, except that the video card was flaky, I guess is the best technical expression. It would flash lines and blink and do things, and watching a YouTube video, this guy talked about reballing his video card, and I thought, okay. And I actually did that to the one that I took out, and that's what I'm using right now. Basically what happens is in that particular computer, the video card is installed upside down, and over time, the solder runs away from the circuit board and, you know, pulls up around a chip, and I guess you have loose connections or shorted connections or something. Anyway, I took it apart, figured I don't have anything to lose, and I've never done something like this, and so I took the card off the heat sink, put it in my oven, put the video card on top, and slowly brought the oven up to 360 degrees and let it sit there for, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then turned the oven off and opened the door, and when the video card was cool enough for me to pick up, I put it back in the laptop, and that's what I'm using right now, and everything seems to be really good, and that particular video card was one of the better in that particular series. The the beginning card was a good one, and the end card was a good one, and the ones in between, I think I tried every driver that Dell and NVIDIA offered and found one that was a Vista driver that actually worked, would install and run. But anyway, that's the thing. So we'll bounce it back in your court for a minute there, Dave. Thank you for picking up the net. W4DJW, KC4.
Well, that's interesting what you said about the refrigerator. The first one lasted 20 years, and this one lasted 6. The one we had before the one we got now was about 15 years old, I believe. It might have been a little older than that. We might have got a year or two before we moved here. And this one, I believe now, is probably getting close to 6. I don't know. But there might have been one in between. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm hoping this one goes well beyond 6. I guess we got spoiled by those old refrigerators that would last 20 or 30 years and just keep right on chugging. That, you know, engineering back then wasn't what engineering is now. And so they just added a larger percentage of error factor, right, to make it parts a little bit thicker, a little bit stronger, last a little bit longer, a little bit heavier duty case that they're in. Now they can push it to the limits because now they've got all the stress analysis they can do over time and find out, you know, how many times can that motor spin around with it out of balance by so much and before that sheet metal that it's attached to fatigues. Right, and they can watch it, and they can accelerate time in the computer, and they can figure out this is going to last exactly 6 years, or it's going to last 60 years. If it's 60 years, that's way too much. We need to sell more parts than that. So they crank it back down, make it a little bit thinner. But it's interesting. And about the cooking, I was wondering what you were going to get to, how you did that. I've done the same thing, not in an oven, but just flipping a radio upside down. And looking at all the solder joints on it, especially through-hole radios. In fact, I did this with a receiver that I built. It's one of the things I got for Christmas one year. That was my big ticket thing. I wanted to build a receiver. So I don't know. I was like 10, 11, 12 years old, something like that. And I got a receiver and I built it, and it didn't work. So I took it all the way back, all the way apart, and built it again. It was through-hole parts, so you could do that. And like on the third time that I did that, it worked. But I have taken radios like that and just gone through the whole board on the bottom of the board with the soldering gun and just remelt the solder on each one of them and inspect with a couple of magnifying glasses, inspect each solder joint and make sure that there was no bridges, make sure that there was no cracks, make sure that each joint was shiny and that you get a concaved fillet rather than a convex fillet. Right, convex you're going to have trouble with. Concave, you can have nice tight fit. So, and fixed the problem like that, not even knowing what it was, never knowing what it was, just going through the whole thing. And when you put it all back together and you fire it up, thing works. So that is rewarding. Glad to hear you got yours going, though. You got a couple of them going. And, when you get to that point like you were with that card, what have you got to lose, right? The alternative is you throw it in the trash and go buy a new one, and that's a whole bunch of money you just don't want to spend. So I get it, Harry. I'm glad that one turned out successful for you. Some of them you win, some of them you lose. And the ones you lose, I just stick them in a box and come back to them in a few years from now. That's my problem. I have a hard time turning loose of them. KC4EZN, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. My wife says that I'm a borderline hoarder, and I told her, I said, I've seen some hoarders' places, and I says, I've got a long way to go, but we have somewhat of a disagreement on the definition of that. But my Tintec Corsair 2 that I had worked on, the display on it was flaky. I don't know what you call that anymore. It had a digital display, but it had the lighted segments. I guess it was. It's not a Nixie. It's the next thing after that. And the fella who worked on it basically went through it and did just exactly what you said. He heated each joint up and sent me a photograph of it. It was all nice and bright and shiny, and when I put the radio back on the air, all the lights work, the segments work, and I have made contacts with it using FT8. I've got a little interface box that plugs into the back of the radio and connects to my computer, and it's been kind of fun. The interesting part is it has the Tintec manual tuner, and I've now developed a little chart which I'm going to put into a spreadsheet or chart or something. That way when I change bands, I can crank the dials to the right numbers, and then we'll tweak it as we go. But, that's been kind of fun, and, keeping life interesting and watching the things in the yard grow and keeping that mowed down. I understand about leaving tracks. I've started to do what y'all were talking about, trying very my path in the yard just to basically keep from leaving tracks, number one, and number two, to throw the grass in a different direction each time. And one time I started in the middle and worked my way out, and the next time I started outside and worked my way in the middle, and then I split it up into two loops, and basically just trying to, spread the cut grass and in different layers and not leave tracks. But we'll turn it back to you, Dave, and say 7-3. I'm sitting here working with that elevated vertical. It's not a bad antenna, and it keeps reinforcing my thing. And actually, I've got a 6-meter wire on that antenna, which I made a contact with K4SP. He's in Tryon on 6 meters using that antenna. And basically, what I did there was cut a quarter wave wire for 6 meters and screwed it on to that middle bolt that ties all the wires together and tied it to one of the other wires, and then put a radio, and it works. And I think if you had a bunch of trees where you could sort of hide the antenna, it's not a bad antenna, and I've got it high enough off the ground that I can sit on my riding mower and ride under it. And I've got one place that I have to duck a little bit, but after I go by that place, I can go under them. And I've only got 3 radios on it right now. I had 4, but the one attached to the house, and I kept bumping my head on it, so I just took it off. And so basically, it's got 3 radios and seems to work pretty good. And I'm getting that guy from Fiji with a -17 report on that antenna here, which means that he's just a little bit below what you can hear with your ear. So, not bad. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Dave, and enjoy talking, and glad you picked up the net tonight. W4DJW, KC4EZ, and 7-3.
KC4EZ and W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, K4SV, that's the president of the Greer Club, I think. That's David Anderson, who he puts out some really good videos, really good stories on, or not stories, but projects on how to do grounding. That's just one of many the good things that he has. So, that's good to make a contact with him. Of course, I think he's retired now. He can spend all the time on the air he wants to. But anyway, I was looking at, I've got one antenna up now. Usually I have a mystery antenna and a Carolina Superloop. And a Carolina Superloop has been down for about a year. It's repaired. I fixed it. I just never did put it back up. But I'm doing whisper throughout the day, and I'm using 40 at night, 30 between at gray line, and 20 during the day, and then 30 at gray line and 40 at night. So I switch it manually. And I've got a auto tuner on there on the mystery antenna. And every time I have to go through the auto tune, and I'm tired of that. I don't want to go through auto tune. So I thought about building me a fan dipole that's 40, 30, and 20. That's hard. That's a hard combo to get a single antenna that'll hit all. They have combos that have 30 and other bands, but not 30 and 40 and 20. Those are mutually exclusive. But so that's why I want to build a fan dipole for those three. And that would be a smaller antenna than the Superloop. So put it perpendicular to the mystery antenna and build a flat top so I can get it 50 feet up in the air. And perpendicular to the mystery, that way I can use the mystery for other things, like the HF nets at nighttime. And use that one to run automatically all day long, running, you know, anywhere from 1 watt to 5 watts, or sometimes a tenth of a watt, and getting spots all over the world. So I think I'm going to do that one next. I looked at both of the ones that you sent me. They look very intriguing, but I have a need for three specific bands for this usage. So I did go into my CAD CAM tool, and I started building me brackets for the center piece and for the end pieces. So I can go machine those out of some clear plexiglass and put the pieces together and see if I can get a no-tune tri-band fan dipole. That's my next project. Anyway, Harry, appreciate you hanging around for the Rackchu portion of the net. It's always interesting. Always enjoy it. Take care. Stay safe. Looking forward to the next time we do that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. And Kilo 4, Victor Kilo, November. K4VKN, this is Alan in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4VKN. That is Alan sounding good from Piedmont tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Alan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Next one up on the stump is N9GSX. That's Mike. He's down in West Union. Mike, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Hey, Dave and the group. Boy, I sure do enjoy listening to your nets and the Rackchu. I've learned about advanced mowing techniques and gardening and planting flowers. It's always something, and thoroughly enjoyed it. I was out working in the yard, too. Of course, I was working on the pool pump. Started the pool up last weekend, and my wife called me, I think, Wednesday. Said, well, I got bad news. Said the pump's bearing went out on the pool. So we replaced that today. And as luck would have it, of course, the motor wires up a little bit different. So those wires didn't work. And in the process of moving it, the wire feeding it all broke. So I had to rewire all that and get that back together. And about dark, we got it done. So the pool motor's back running and everybody's happy, Dave. Not a whole lot else going on, but I am enjoying your net. And that sounds interesting to reball the video card. That was interesting. I know a lot of the radio repairs is bad solder connections. And there's two guys on the internet I like real well. There's three of them, I guess. The Radio Shop, TRX Lab, and Dr. Carlson's. They all go through that stuff and learned a lot of little tricks from all them guys. But they use them magnifying lens now. And the guy at the Radio Shop, he shows you a lot of times they'll have a little halo around the solder joint you can see with the magnifier, and he says just about every one of them is, you know, is bad. Just go ahead and resolder it. So anyways, that's about all I got. Enjoying it, Dave. Thanks a million for picking up the net. Glad we got to check in and talk to you a minute. This is N9GSX. Go ahead.
Okay, Mike. And there was one, I've heard of those that you were talking about. There's one other that's a Russian guy that's somewhere between here and Asheville. I don't know exactly where. I think his name is Philip, I think. Anyway, he was the one that I was supposed to take my amplifier to get it fixed. But I'll never use that amplifier. It's just a big old heavy paperweight right now. But I don't have one day I'll have an interest in it. That's the bordering on hoarding things that Harry was talking about. I got an amp that keeps breaking. Every time I use it, about 3-4 months into it, the thing breaks. And then I just put it away. and then I'll go get it out and fix it. And I'm going to have it fixed by a professional next time, so it'll last a little bit longer. I've done those little hints of these tricks that they talk about on the internet, and it does get it working again, but it's never just right. So anyway, I enjoy that, fiddling around with them. I'm not a radio designer by any means, but I can follow instructions. That's the key. If you can find the instructions and you can follow the instructions and the instructions are correct, usually you can fix something. But anyway, Mike, good to have you hanging around with us tonight. Enjoy it with every time you stay hang around for RagChew. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Looking forward to doing it again the next time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.